Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hot Wing shoots him a look that's like, okay, stop.
A couple of times in my past, I've orgasmed on my face.
What? What are you doing?
How can you not say it?
That's way worse than what you said the first time.
It's so nice.
Yes. Love
that. Well, how about this one? A couple of times in my past, I've orgasmed on my face.
Oh, shit. Hysterical, but true. What are you doing there?
Like,
he had to have been under the influence or something, right?
What are you doing?
How can you not say it?
That's way worse than what you said the first time.
It's not.
By the way, that indignation that him trying to plead his case used to really upset me.
It is.
I've said that exact same thing before.
Yeah, a minute ago when we dumped it.
Yeah,
when it was not as plain as that. What are you doing? Steve, go ahead. He's lost his mind.
This is crazy.
Don't ask me. I'm a queen again.
I am Steve, and one of my life's biggest disappointments is never learning how to surf.
Okay, so that's it. Wow. Thank you, Ben Glaze, for sending that along. That is a fantastic clip. Very funny. Bob says, good villages don't have that type of talk. Tyler says, this is a family show. Bread Bowl Brain Chris adds, the marriage divorce put a few years on her. Alan says, what a follow-up, Steve. Thank you, Ben Glaze, for sending that along. I was talking earlier about Impact Power Sports, key sponsor of the show. Call upon them for a Yamaha golf cart. You can also bang on their door for an ATV, UTV, e-bike, motorcycle, dirt bike, scooter, go-kart, snowmobile, lawnmower. Oh, my God, so much. If you have problems with your existing gear, they've got a full service department that they can work with you. They're in Rockford, Michigan. More information at impactpowersportsmi.com. Tandem jumps starting as low as $249 at Skydive Grand Haven. I had somebody reach out to me and say, EZ, kudos to you for saying Grand Haven correctly. You have to emphasize the Haven. You can't emphasize the Grand. If you say Grand Haven, you sound like an asshole. It's Grand Haven. Someone says Grand Haven, you got to punch him in the fucking face. You can see all of Grand Haven and the surrounding shoreline when you jump out of an airplane. Tandem jumps, $249. As low as $249. You go to skydivegrandhaven.com and click on shop, gift certificates, and away you go. Awesome stuff there. They are the best. We'll be skydiving in the very first Eric Zane Show podcast, Audience Sky/Air Orgy. And it's going to be a fantastic event. And when you purchase a $249 tandem jump, let me know, and I will let you know. I will let you know by adding you to the mailing list of the date that the Air Orgy is going to take place. So you can jump with me, or you can do it on your own. Up to you. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. This makes a great gift. And like if you give somebody the gift of a skydive for the holidays, and like by the time I get done talking about this, you can have it purchased at SkydiveGrandHaven.com. This is a gift someone will never, ever forget. Okay? Let's say you give it to them and they're like, I don't want to do this. You can get your money back. But odds are you're going to know somebody who is a daredevil. And you didn't even have to be a daredevil. It's just a maybe like an adrenaline junkie. That's another way of saying it. I look forward to doing this. I had no intention of jumping out of an airplane until, of course, the good folks at Skydive Grand Haven said, you have to. You're going to love this, easy. And I said, yeah, whatever. Okay, let's do it. SkydiveGrandHaven.com. I have an insurance guru. That would be Frank Fuss. So if you are in between jobs, perhaps you're self-employed or your boss does not offer health care, you need to reach out to Frank Fuss, and he will help you get all that you need set up for your healthcare.gov policy. And I've got a story about that a little later on that I want to talk to you about. But this is what you do, because you could do this yourself by just going to healthcare.gov and figuring it out on your own, but it takes time and you might mess it up. Frank will do it for you and it costs you no money. He doesn't charge for his services. He gets paid by the healthcare industry when he puts people into policies. That's what my man does. All right. So some guy was in the hospital and they took apart his head because he had brain surgery, and then they went to put him back together again and they didn't have the part that they cut out to put him back together again. And then they said, sorry, we lost your skull and we're going to make it up to you, and we're giving you a $25 gift card. Now, when I first saw Tyler's comment, he wrote, subject line, hospital fuck up. Whoops, sorry we lost your skull chunk. Here's a $25 gift card for your troubles. I thought, well, that's hysterical, but that is no way that that happened. And then you click on the story, and that's exactly what happened. They lost the guy's head, his chunk, his skull chunk. You know, sometimes, and I don't know if that's the case in this scenario, but sometimes they'll cut out a piece while a brain is swelling to relieve pressure to keep you from dying. And then they'll put it back together. Or like Chris here, he had brain surgery 2 months ago. Very successful brain surgery. That would be like them saying, hey, we forgot the rest. We don't know where the rest of your head is. We threw it away. They had to put the skull cap back on, my man. Very successful surgery. Fascinated by that whole thing, by the way. All right. So now, you can only imagine the outrage over this deal. The family is pissed off.
A hospital loses part of a patient's skull and, as an apology, offers a $25 gift card. That's what's prompting a lawsuit against Ascension St. John Hospital, now Henry Ford St. John. It's a case lawyers say will hold the health system accountable. We thank you so much for joining us here for the news at 11. I'm Kimberly Gill.
And I'm Ty Steele. The woman had surgery back in 2023 to relieve pressure on the brain following a stroke that she had had.
Once I thought it was a guy.
Swelling went down, she returned to have part of her skull reattached.
However, when she got there for that operation, that skull was nowhere to be found. Noel Friel spoke to the woman's family.
Kimberly Gill's The Smoke Show.
family tonight. Noelle, they say her condition went downhill after doctors were forced to pivot.
What is the pivot?
The family of Edna Burton tells me she worked at Henry Ford St. John Hospital for more than 20 years. So when she suffered a stroke in 2023, they knew she was in good hands. But after she underwent surgery to remove a part of her skull, months later, when it was time to reattach it, they say they were in disbelief when the hospital told them they had lost it.
It ain't even about the money. Like, y'all don't even know what y'all took from us.
It was June of 2023 when Burton underwent a hemicraniectomy where part of her skull was removed to relieve pressure on her brain. She had the surgery in the same OR unit where she worked for over two decades. Months later, as she was being prepped to undergo surgery to have the piece reattached, her family learned it was gone.
Her boss come down that she worked for years, Jennifer. She says, Edna, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Now, this is like a day or so later. I'm so sorry. I really don't know what happened. I don't know how this could happen. She in tears.
According to a lawsuit filed in Wayne County Circuit Court, the hospital mixed up her bone flap with the bones of a woman named Edna Brown. The hospital then paid for a prosthetic plate to use as a replacement. The family says hospital staff offered them a $25 gas card as an apology.
Lost the brain flap. Okay, well, they did. At least they put the prosthetic on. And they might be like, this is just as good.
Ask card.
But I don't think so. I mean,
as an apology.
They found it to be very insulting.
Attorney Cameron Bell is representing the family in the lawsuit. After the prosthetic piece was attached, Morton's family.
Oh, this poor thing. Okay. She's had a bad. All right. This lady's had a rough go.
Emily says her health rapidly declined. She now lives in a nursing home, is bedbound, and uses a feeding tube. Bell says the hospital maintains her decline was not caused by the prosthetic.
We don't know that. They might have a hard time convincing people that the losing the skull part is the problem.
It's asinine that, you know, they're suggesting that she's better off with the artificial skull compared to her natural God-given chunk of her skull.
Burton's family says they want the hospital to be held accountable.
They could say that it all what she's going through stemming from a stroke. How do we know? Y'all threw her bone. Y'all didn't even give it a chance.
It's important to note that Henry Ford Health took over operations at the hospital after what happened to Burton. We reached out to Ascension Health for a comment on this lawsuit and so far have not heard back. Reporting live, Noelle Friel, Local 4.
This whole thing is just hard to take in. Noelle, thank you for covering that.
What happened to the bone flap? Bob says at least there's a prosthetic replacement. My uncle had a divot big enough you could place a golf ball in it. Tyler says, can you imagine if her old job there was skull flap caretaker? Patrick says you offer nothing if your lead offer is a $25 gas card. David says, why did they wait months to reattach it? Not sure. Maybe it was to heal. Tyler says, I can't not laugh every time I hear about the $25 gas card. Red Bull Brain Chris says, wow, 7 gallons of gas for all that. Yeah, who do you think at the hospital was given the duty of informing the family or the lady or whatever? I don't think she can communicate it. I think she's pretty much a disaster. That for your troubles, to actually have to voice that, say, hey, here, take this gas card as a sign of we know what you've been through and we will never forget. So by this $25 gas card as a token of our concern, And this troubling incident, we hope that we can put this to bed now that you have a $25 gas card. Red Bull Brain Chris says, now every time she revs up the microwave, she pisses her pants and forgets her name for half an hour. Apparently, that's a reference to something funny because it gets an A+ from Branjo and says, great reference. I don't know it. Please reveal it. My God. Christmas Vacation. Big hit movie this time of year. Yeah, let's talk about dollars and cents here. There's no way that this lawsuit sees the light of day. It's going to be settled out of court, no doubt. But what do you ask for? This has to be one where you ask for like an insane amount of money. $100 million, and then you settle for like $3,000. My God, $25 gas card. Jesus. Tyler says her skull chunk is in some landfill now. Here's a $25 gift card to Lids so you can get a hat to cover that hole in your head. Cole writes. Bob says, don't want to go sledding with only a piece of government plastic between the ground and her brain. We've decided to really up the ante for your suffering and offer you a $100 gas card. This is so bad. I mentioned to you that about the healthcare thing. So as it stands, people like me who get healthcare from the marketplace, healthcare.gov, Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. The way it works out is the taxpayers pay for a tax credit, but they don't pay for it. You're given a tax credit ahead of time on your taxes. So that pays for your insurance through the marketplace. Not all of it. You pay for a portion of it. So Pooh Bear and I, for the policy that we have had, I pay a certain amount each month, and the tax subsidy pays for the rest. And then at the end of the year, provided I don't go over a certain amount that I've earned, I utilize the credit. So the Republicans, remember that deal where the government was shut down? That was the big sticking point. So they kicked it down the road, kind of, and now it's set to expire in January. Remember they were all saying to Chuck Schumer, he quit fighting and gave up. He did. And so now all these folks like me will be faced with higher insurance costs if you do nothing, if you just let your policy from the previous year go over into the next year. Fortunately, I have Frank Fuss, and I did not do that. I bought a different policy that is not as extravagant, so it's cheaper. So I don't experience anything bad, which is what you should all do. It's what I told you to do. Hopefully you did it if you get your insurance this way. However, there's still all the Democrats want those COVID-era, pandemic-era subsidies that lower the health care insurance costs to remain in place. But there's not enough Democrats to force a vote in the House. You need 218. There's 214. They don't have enough sway in Congress, in the House of what do you call it again? What is that called? The House. What the fuck is my problem? House of Representatives. That's the word I was looking for. So they're four shy. And then all of a sudden yesterday it was announced that four Republicans broke and joined the Democrats. So that's forcing a vote. Four Republicans defied Speaker of the House Johnson, and they are forcing a vote on extending the subsidies. And I think that it might pass now because four of the Republicans have turned on their own party. Now, these were the type of Republicans who are kind of like in the middle. They're called centrists, I guess. I don't know. But they weren't comfortable with the idea of, you know, 65 million Americans getting fucked in the butt, which, again, I have said that it's kind of, I can't say that I support the current setup. Like, I am ready to accept that I might just have to pay for all of my own health care out of my pocket, and I'll figure that shit out on my own. But Congress is saying, no. And most people in Congress now are saying, not everybody is as great as you, EZ, and can pivot like that. So because of that, we need these COVID-era subsidies remaining in place. Okay? Now, they didn't ask me about it. And I don't think they will. I say, fuck them. Let these people figure it out on their own. They're grown adults that can pay for their own goddamn insurance. But the House is saying, no way. No way. So because of this saga now, this is new. This just happened yesterday. So now there is an intra-party clash over health care, and it will take there's going to be a vote now. The moderate Republicans, it has their names, who were able to force the issue by signing the petition, are Democrat, led by Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries of New York, that would vote on a bill that would extend the subsidy for 3 years. They are Republican Representatives Brian Fitzpatrick, Robert Bresnahan, Ryan McKenzie, they are all from Pennsylvania, and Mike Lawler, another Republican from New York, they signed on yesterday morning to get them 218. They will now vote as soon as January under House rules. Johnson told reporters, because they were saying, you've lost control of your own house. What the fuck are you doing? He says, no, I didn't. He noted that Republicans have a razor-thin majority that allows a small number of members to employ procedures that would not usually be successful in getting around leadership. He said these are not normal times. The revolt against the GOP came after days of talk centered on the health care subsidies.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Johnson had discussed allowing more politically vulnerable GOP lawmakers a chance to vote on bills that would temporarily extend the subsidies while also adding changes such as income tax caps for beneficiaries. But after days of discussions, the leadership sided with the more conservative wing of the party's conference, which has assailed the subsidies as propping up a failed Obamacare program. Well, now it looks like it might blow up in Johnson's face. My God. So that's very interesting. Red Bull Brain Chris says Trump will throw a tantrum. Molly says, I can't make a comment, but just want to say happy holidays to you all. My apologies for that, my dear. I had to change the comments to subscriber only because I had a major, major thing happen yesterday that made this a necessary thing. Sorry for that. Clown of Carnage says, nah, Trump already said it would require some extension. Thank you, Branjo, for telling me it's the House of Representatives. How about Bruce there? For extended time now, he has been sound asleep on his actual back with his paws in the air. Outstanding. O'Neill, warm. Again, two coats of fur laying on the ground, on the carpet. All right. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Hello to Kuiper Tree Care. If you need a tree taken care of on your property, maybe some storm damage, ice storm, whatever the hell, call them. You can find them online at KuiperTreeCare.com. Maybe it can wait till it warms up. When it does, that's who you call. You can call or text anytime, 616-828-8225. They are working now, but I don't think they're doing anything that big of a deal. Seasonal workers, you know. You might find the guy there who's repairing the chainsaws. But still, thank you to them for sponsoring the show and being part of it during the off season. Still at 616-828-8225. All right. There's potential that this show is over. Not like for good, but just today. I am lean on content. That comes hot on the heels of yesterday, having to end the show early. My apologies for that. Sometimes this happens. Unless, of course, you have a question about anything on the always pivotal Eric Zane Show podcast, Ask Me Anything, that could take us in one of any direction. All right. In fact, let me check out, I don't know what I can do to pass the time. Not pass the time, but actually do something interesting. Side note, the Grand Rapids Griffins yesterday, they were on the road playing like the worst team in the league, coached by Ben Simon. That piece of shit. And they were down 2-0 to the Iowa Wild in Iowa. And then they scored 5 straight goals. That makes it 25 games, 23 wins. And I think they've won 12 in a row. Like, they started out the year winning 8 in a row. But I'm pretty sure now the winning streak is back on another heater of 12 games. Incredible. All right. Why is this chat subscriber only? Details, please. Perhaps you're here late. I would love to tell you. I really would. Not a problem at all that you asked. Not a problem at all that you asked. But it is the only way to keep as much distance as possible from a scenario that causes me an incredible amount of stress. And just when I think I've gotten free of it, it manifests again, and I am put right back into this awful state of mind, and that happened yesterday. Birch Barlow says, it's an easy money grab. Sarcasm. Patreon story, maybe? No. Nope. Not going to do that. I will say this. If you are not able to chat because you haven't subscribed, I can point out to you that you can subscribe for free with your Amazon Prime account. All right. That is free, but you have to do it manually once a month. There's a way to do it. I don't know how. I've never had to do this. Some of you do know how. I should probably have a tutorial. Maybe the internet is your friend. How can I link my Twitch to Amazon, my Amazon Prime account? There is a way to do it. And you get one free a month, one show, one Twitch stream to subscribe to once a month. So if you have it, definitely do that. If you are not subscribed. All right. So there you go. I'm reasonably sure that there was a person on the chat who isn't who they say they were. And I don't want anything to do with that person at all. That led to an intensely satisfying rage out yesterday. And I'm so glad I did. You know, I need to take care of me. I'm bullish on me these days. For the longest time, when it came to my relationships, I would get pissed and then apologize in my relationships. And I have, as I've gotten older, I no longer do that. When the relationships end, they stay ended, and I prefer it that way. Let's see. Comments about your old pal EZ on the beautiful Segment 18 Facebook page. Someone took one of my posts and wrote, "It's amazing how 10 years later they still live rent-free." EZ, Freeburn Hopping still live rent-free in Eric's head. Let's see. "When he was let go, I felt bad for him at first. Even tried to follow his podcast. But then he was just so petty and spiteful, which is tragically demeaning coming from me, who still holds a grudge over being teased in third grade. I personally have trouble when it comes to letting things go. But his incessant ranting and nonstop whining in his sad attempts to call out the guys is amazingly embarrassing. I'm not saying he would physically harm anyone, but his level of obsession makes me think he should be evaluated by a psychologist for any level of risk to himself or others. I'm sure he loves his family and would only want good things for them, but he has to step away from this psychosis. Maybe he can seek professional help and start a new life." Wow. This person wrote, "I fully support all the break-ins and donate to it also. But it annoys me so much how they focus on we're crying. We're going to cry so much. We get it. Just let it happen naturally and quit talking about how you're going to cry so much. It bugs the shit out of me. Can't stand Free Bear's fake sniffles," is this person. Let's see. "I've never seen someone so dedicated to be this miserable." Randy says, "I feel like one day we will hear he's put himself out of his own misery." Oh, my God. James says, "Poor guy. We all have our struggles. Tossing hate at the holiday break-ins, just kind of like a sucker fish leeching off their content. I'd be curious, truly, to the intent with this." And a very, you know, the best part is you are curious. That's what I'm shooting for. "Very well could be a disability or on the spectrum like myself, which I would never joke around with. Kind of a weird flex stepping on people for attention on yourself." Paul says, "Eric is pure trash. To bash the break-ins shows absolutely no class at all." Okay, look, I have said that it's theater, that the fake sniffles are the problem. I've never said that they're not giving away free shit to people. Okay, that's all. That's been covered. I've said that, no problem. But people believe what they want to believe. Okay? That's what I have said is with my own ears and eyes, because I did the holiday break-ins. You get a story about a lady who's got two kids and they're poor. And somebody nominates them. And then you go ahead and you add a significant level of details to it for the theater portion. You know? Yeah, she's just trying to do the right thing. She volunteers at a soup kitchen despite having both arms and legs amputated. Each of her nine kids have cancer, AIDS, or polio. She lives in a tent on the side of a river. And we just want to do the right thing. It's that shit. Okay? So that's the theater that's involved. They tell you that they change the details. They actually say it. I've seen the details. Okay? I know what's happening here. That's all I'm saying. And I feel that they milk it to be this great bullshit event where people who don't even have room in their houses for five gifts get 5,000 gifts and end up selling them all anyway. Cole says, what fucking pussy posted that? Let's see. That would be Matt Sinkovich. First thing I always do is I always check what these people look like. This is Matt. Cute wife. Unless that's his sister. Or is that someone faceless? Famous. Faceless. There's no way he's married to her. Okay. But again, you see, look at him. He's disgusting. If I had an audience member that looked like that, I would be begging for an intervention. Something's wrong there. Boy, did he outkick the coverage. She is so cute. Oh, my God. What a mismatch disaster. That's a nice pick. I don't understand. This guy must have a huge dong. Man. All right, so there you go. That's the type. I hope she's got like a backup husband because that guy's not going to live that long. Cole says, the real details. This lady's poor and fat and has six kids with six guys. Here's some free shit. Tyler says, let's take a look at the profile pics. Exactly. That always makes me feel better. Whenever I see the profile pics and I see how disgusting these people are, I always feel better. Sometimes they go to great lengths to try to make me feel bad. Sometimes it gets to me. Most times it doesn't. I would never, ever feel bad after somebody who looks like that has said something about me. All right? Linda says a big crank wouldn't get me over that face or body. Right. I think we've got a Pooh Bear sighting. I just heard the garage door open.
Hello?
Hey, you home?
Yeah, I just walked in the door.
Everybody's raving about you yesterday.
They're what?
They're raving about your appearance hosting the show. Yeah. It was fantastic.
I should do it again.
Yeah. They love you.
Oh, dear. I love them.
I don't know what you talked about. Well, no, I think you told me. You talked about my ding-dong, I think.
Your long dong.
Okay.
Of a day.
All right. What was I going to say? Okay, so that's it. You got a hat. And is there a half day tomorrow, too?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you got, like, what, about 6 weeks off?
Yeah, just till the, I don't know, New
third year.
Or whatever that is.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
I got to look at the wire for days.
Okay.
Okay, take a nap.
I don't have to go anywhere. My meeting got canceled because I guess the roads are turning icy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Much love.
Sounds good. Okay, love you.
Okay, love you too. Bye.
Okay,
bye. All right. Merchant Automotive reminds you that if your vehicle has an Allison transmission or a Duramax engine, that's where you take it. In Zeeland, Michigan, merchant-automotive.com. When you go to their website, they have a whole slew of kits that they fabricate on their own to improve the performance of your vehicle. Anybody who's a DIY pro knows how this works. All right. You can also buy specific parts, filters, engine gasket kits, if you need that, axle and differential kits. Can you buy an Allison transmission? I think you can. Hey, can I get a new Allison transmission? Sure. That'll be $5,899, please. How about this Merchant Automotive rear housing support for your Allison transmission? That's just $149.63. Say what? You need an Allison 1000 deep pan kit with deep filter lock, Duramax 2001 to 2019? That'll be $179.64. See what I mean? They have everything. That's why they have hundreds of thousands of people that follow them on Facebook and buy parts from them from all around the world. And I'm just scratching the surface. That's page one of 219 pages of products. And they make all this shit. Okay? They fabricate everything. What? You need an Allison transmission drain plug with seal? I'll take one for $7.34. Thank you very much. The website is merchant-automotive.com. The asshole of the day is now. Do you have any suggestions? I did not do the asshole of the day yesterday. I kind of just bailed. Stevie says that hospital is the asshole of the day. I'm also getting nominations for Segment 18 fans. I love the Segment 18 fans. They look like shit. They smell like shit. But I need them. And I appreciate them commenting on me. It helps me spread the word about my most, what I'm the biggest fan of. Me. So I can't make it them. The asshole of the day is the Skull Flap Hospital. Congratulations to you. You've earned that. Folks, thanks for being here. I'll join you tomorrow with a Friday edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I'm going to tell you this right now. I am going to start precisely at 9 a.m. Hand to God, stack of Bibles, 9 a.m. start time tomorrow. Just a reminder, because typically, I mean, obviously I didn't start at 10 a.m. today. I started at like 10:40. But tomorrow, I am officially starting at 9 a.m. Thank you for being here always for me. Thank you for supporting the great food giveaway. We did it. I appreciate you so much. And I can't wait to see you all. I don't have my music ready, so I got to stall. I could just sign off, but I don't want to do that. All right. Sorry about the ear rape. That's going to do it. Till next time, Bubba.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.